with you the Nusach of Al Hanisim. And I really want to, let me first start with some tidbits from the Nusach of Ma'osur, which to me was a real eye-opener. Some beautiful ideas that I have always coming back to this kuntras. I have other svarim. I tell you, Musa Hask, see this little kuntras? I got a real bang for my buck on this kuntras. This kuntras, I once learned a good lesson. I went to the Beagle Eisen. You know Beagle Eisen, Borough Park. They get in every single week. He claims between 60 to 80 either new things or new or reprints. I don't think there's any store in the whole world, even in Eretz Yisrael, I don't think there's a store which specializes in getting every new thing. Anything that has been published, this is the first stop. Even in Eretz Yisrael, it's shipped by air, and they get it right away. So the people who run the store, you know, the Beagle license, Aaron now, he's a young guy, he now runs the store, and it's very, very, you stick around there long enough, Rabbanim come into this store. And when they come in, Choshva Rabbanim, Aaron gives them VIP service. He stops what he's doing, and he takes them up and down the tables. And in rapid fire, he tells them about all of the new Svarim, and he gives them a synopsis of what came in. So it's very good when a Rav comes in, and I see him go into VIP mode, and he tells the Rav, he goes, I just tag along. And I listen, and you get a whole shear of all the latest Svarim. I once noticed a very chashuv Rav, he went over with, and I noticed that he took, as he goes through the Svarim, he took all of the Kuntresim. He didn't take the Svarim. He, like all of the new Kuntresim, you know, the soft cover, things like this, he chapped. And he didn't take like the new Svarim. And I was very curious, like, why? I don't know if I asked him, but basically is more often than not, the good stuff is in the Kuntresim. The Svarim, you know, a lot of the Svarim, you know, is just, sometimes it's just, you know, overdone. And this is no exception. And this little country is called Chanukah Kipshutai. He has really a lot of incredible things that you don't see anywhere else. I don't know who wrote it. His name is Brecher. Yisrael Ephraim HaKoyen Brecher from Lakewood, New Jersey.
Brecher?
You know them? Okay, I don't know who they are. You know the family?
Oh, the father owned Super Soul.
Brecher, Yisrael Ephraim HaKoyen Brecher, yes.
I mean,
it's a nice, it's a very choshev. Okay, let me discuss with you a few little short things over here which I found very interesting. Oz Egmar Bashir Mizmar Chanukas HaMizbech. That's one of the most popular expressions in the entire Chanukah. We start off, Moz Sur Yeshua Si. Okay. The Moz, the strength of the Ribbonoi Shalom, Hashem is called Tzur. He's our rock. Hashem Tzuri V'Goali. Okay, so Hashem is the strength of the rock. He is our salvation. To you it is pleasing to praise. These are the Tikoin based Tefilasi. We request that you should rebuild, you should establish the Beis HaMikdash. And there, Visham, and there, the toida, the carbon toida, nizabeach, we will offer to you the carbon toida. When will this occur? When will it happen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and we will offer a carbon toida? The carbon toida is the carbon we bring to inaugurate the Beis HaMikdash. This will occur when you will eliminate our enemies, when Mashiach will come and the Malchus HaRashah will come to an end, le'est at the time, tochin, when you'll prepare the matbeach. The matbeach means the slaughterhouse. Mitzar, to slaughter, you'll prepare the matbeach, basically means a slaughterhouse for mitzar, for b'shvil, the enemy that barks like a dog. Mitzar ha-minabeach, that barks like a dog. When you will prepare a slaughterhouse to put an end to the wicked people who bark like dogs, then we will, that's when you will prepare the Beis HaMikdash, and we will offer a Karban Toida, and then we conclude, Oz, at that time, Egmar, I will conclude with a Shir Mizmar, a song of praise, Chanukas HaMizbeach, the dedication of the Mizbeach. Okay, I know there are a lot of things that you can discuss over here. I just want to focus on one word. What does it mean, us then, Egmar? Then I will conclude with a song of Mizmar over the renewal or the dedication of the Mizbeach. What's this Nusach Oz Egmar? So he says over here something very nice, which really gives it a lot of satisfaction. Let me read to you what it says in, he quotes here what it says, a Gemara in Mesechta Shivuos. Okay, the Mesechta of Oaths. Mesechta Shavuos, and there Mesechta Shavuos, it talks about the procedure to expand Yerushalayim. Let's say the city is too small, or for the same matter, let's say you want to expand the Har Habayis. You want to, today the Har Habayis is basically double the size of what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Har Habayis is 500 Amos by 500 Amos. Today, the Har Habayis is about 1,000 Amos by 500 Amos. How to get double the size? Obviously, at some point in time, Hordis expanded the Har Habayis. Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim, of the old city today, are much, much larger than the walls of Yerushalayim from the time of the Bayis Rishon. Today, they know where they are. Today, they figured out, they have actual remnants of the walls of the Har Habayis from the Bayis Rishon. Would you believe it? They're able, they're very seemingly accurately able to figure out where the walls, where the walls of the Har Habayis were, the walls of Yerushalayim, where the walls of Yerushalayim stood in the time of the Bayis Rishon. And then the walls of the Bayis Sheni, I think the walls today of the old city are even larger than the walls of the Bayis Sheni. They've been rebuilt at least more than once. But in any event, there are laws. Inside Yerushalayim, you are allowed to eat Kodshei Kalim. Let's say you want to expand the city of Yerushalayim. How do you do it? You just build larger walls? Who says that you're allowed to eat Kodshim Kalim in the newly expanded Yerushalayim? There are a lot of halachas that apply in Yerushalayim. There are halachas that apply in the Har Habayis. How do you expand? So it says in the Gemara Masechta Shavuos, there's a technique. What you do is you offer a Karbon Toida. And you then take the 40 loaves of bread from the Karbon Toida and you distribute them to the Kohanim in two rows. And they march. They march along the perimeter of the extended territory that has been added to the original Yerushalayim. There's a procedure. Okay, I don't know the exact procedure. You have to go look in the Gemara, but the Gemara there says...
We learned it in Ezra. I mean, you gave us in Ezra Nechemiah when we learned that.
There's a procedure. We learned this in the Gemara. And you moisif an aloe ear. And then it's... So what does it say there to do? You bring a Karbon Toida, and then, and while you march, you recite the Mizmar that we say every single day before Baruch Shamar. Mizmar, Mizmar L'Soida, we say Milpsuk de Zimra, Mizmar L'Soida, and in addition, what we say before Baruch Shamar, V'gam Mizmar Shir Chanukas Habayis, and then it goes on to say, you also say Yoishev B'Seser Elyon. Now, what is Yoishev B'Seser Elyon? That is called the Shir Shel Pegoim. The shear of a pega means danger. It is a song which has been composed to protect us from danger. Whenever there is an addition, there is a hoisof of kedusha, there is jealousy. The malachi chavola and the our enemies, they get worked up and they attack. The kama mizmoirim, I'm reading over here what is over here. Okay, this is not a quote from the Gemara, but this is a summary. The kama mizmoirim acherim she'in yonam lehatzil mipigoim ro'im, from tragedies. Now, for example, we actually do this. If you look at, you know, in a, you have a, I don't know, call it a machzor, but many people have cards from which they make the brachas when they light candles, and they say, you know, they light the candles, and then they haneir salalu, and they sing mosar. And if you notice, there's always yoyshev b'seiser elyon. Why is that? And the noyam Hashem lokin aleinu. And there are other mizmorim lamatzeach, b'neginois, and there are other mizmorim. What are those other mizmorim doing there? Lamatzeach b'neginois, and yoyeshev b'seiser elyon. And the answer is, whenever you, in this world, whenever there is a toisefes baracha, whenever you increase blessing, automatically what happens is, this is a reality, there's jealousy, and there is kitroik, and either way, whether you want to say that it's spiritual, that in Shemayim they say, it's not fair, you don't deserve this. Hashem gave you bracha, you don't deserve this. There's jealousy, and our enemies certainly get jealous. Okay? Like when Trump went, there was always this danger, there was always this very great danger that when they go, if they move the embassy, the United States, they passed the law once upon a time that the embassy has to be in Jerusalem. And every single president refused to move the embassy to Yerushalayim. And they always had a lame excuse. And what was really the core of the lame excuse? Well, probably anti-Semitism, but besides that, you know, it could incite violence. If you go and you put the embassy of the United States in Yerushalayim, it's a statement that Yerushalayim is the capital of the Jewish people. And that's going to provoke the Arab nations. What do you mean? What do you mean? Yerushalayim is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. It's not theirs. They're occupiers. It belongs to the Arabs. V'chulu v'chulu. Oh, Intifada. Hamas. All of the Rishon, they come out of the woodworks. There was always a fear that it's going to incite violence. The only one that had the guts to do it was Trump. Trump went, to his credit, and he it's an incredible statement that he has made to this world. Yerushalayim is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. Okay? He should be remembered for good. Tremendous bracha what he did to make that statement. And Baruch Hashem, kimat, nothing happened. Nothing happened. We were zoichet to shemayus yat v'shmaya. But there's a very great this friction. This is real. Whenever Klal Yisrael is zoichet to bracha, it comes with a price. When Klal Yisrael were given permission by Koresh to rebuild the Bayis Sheni, it came with a steep price. The enemies living in Eretz Yisrael, they went into action. They tried to harass the Jewish people, and there were terrible things that happened. Whenever we get a bonus, we get bracha, there is danger. And that is why, whenever we recite Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid, whenever we say Mizmor LeSoda, you know what you got to do right away? Yoy Shei B'Sei Seril Yoin. Hashem, protect us. Guard us. You're giving us bracha, but with the bracha, there's going to be kitroig. There's going to be some friction. Our enemies in Shemayim, they're going to make trouble for us. Our enemies here on this world are going to make trouble. There's jealousy. So we always, when we take one step forward, we always have to watch our back and say, Lamatzeach, b'neginois, Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem, protect us. Yoyshei b'seiser Elyon, protect us. And that is why when they would expand the boundaries of Yerushalayim or expand the Har HaBayis, and they bring the Korban Todah as part of the service of expansion, but together with that they would conclude with Mizmoirim, and other activities that Hashem should protect us from the consequences, from the provocation that comes with our success in this world. So here it says something very beautiful. When it will come time to witness the rebuilding of the Bayis Shlishi and the Geula Ho'asida, it will be a perfect world, utopia. And when we advance forward, we will not need to watch our back from the repercussions and from the jealousy of our enemies. Because either our enemies will no longer exist, they'll be eliminated, or whatever enemies we will have will be rooting for us. They will be transformed. Mimela, when we will recite Mizmor Shir Chanukas HaBayis LeDavid for the Bayis Shlishi, when we will recite Mizmor LeSoida and we'll bring our carbon toida, we're not going to say Yoishev B'Seisr Elyon. We're not going to say LaMatzeach B'Neginois Mizmor. We're not going to say it. There's nothing to worry about. The Chanukah, we say when we light Chanukah candles, we say all the nice things of the Chanukah HaMizbeach, but right away we say, Lamatzech Meneginois, look in the card. You'll see Lamatzech Meneginois, Yoshev B'Seisr, because that's the sheer shell pigoim when we zoiche to renew the Mizbeach, the Chanukah candles. We have to watch our back. But le'osid lova, we're not going to have to watch our back. Oz egmar b'shir mizmar. We will conclude with mizmar shir Chanukah sabayis l'david, and we will not have to add yoyshe b'seiser and l'matzech b'neginas mizmar l'david. That's what it means. Oz el video over here, he writes it. Omnam. Le'osid, kevon shelo yihye oid tzorois. Ein tzorich loymar es kol mizmorei hapigoim. We're not going to have to conclude with all of the mizmorim which protect us. Elo yihyu yicholim ligmar. We'll be able to finish the service with b'mizmor shir Chanukas habayis. Oz, today is no such thing. Today, you always have to watch your back. No matter how safe and secure you think you are, look what happened, the massacre, October 7th. Okay, we think we're safe and secure. We have Eretz Yisrael already for 75 years, Kimat. We think we're safe and secure, and look what happened. Who would have imagined 1,400 people, and now, Rachman al-Tzlan, they have over 100 soldiers that were killed. Such good people. Who would imagine, right? After 75 years, you got to watch your back. But oz egmor b'shir mizmor. There's no need to watch your back when it's mizmor shir Chanukah sabayis l'david. I thought that was an original, new idea. I never saw that anywhere else. That's a very nice thing. Okay, let me tell you another nice thing over here. And we talk about it in the Mosur. This touches upon a lot of big time stuff. We talk about Golus Edom. Golus Edom, we say, Chasoif Zeroya Kodshecha. Hashem, uncover the might, your holy might. Kodev Kates HaYeshua, and hasten the Kates, the end of days of salvation. Nikoim Nikmas Tam Avodecha, avenge the blood of your servants. May Umah Harisha from the evil nation Rome, Edom. Here comes now. Here the Achiluk Girsois. Ki Orcha Lanu. What do you have in your gears? What do you say when you sing the song? Ki Orcha Lanu. Hayeshua. Okay, so the two Girsois. One Girsois Ki Orcha Lanu Hayeshua. The salvation, it's long in coming. Ki Orcha Lanu Hayeshua. It's long in coming. It's taking a very long time. There's another Gerson, some Nuschais, Ki Orcha Lanu Hasho'o. The moment is it's already been very, very long. Now, what does this mean? I never knew what this means. So he says over here something very, very nice. There's a famous Chazal that says, Al tisgore barasha shahasha misachekeslo. Don't start up with a rasha that the sha'ah, the moment, is smiling towards him. In other words, it's a very good thing to eliminate the wicked. We all relish in eliminating the wicked people of this world. Okay, that's, and in fact, we have a duty to do so. Okay, we have a duty to do so, and that is, you see a rasha. Okay, when I went to the Aguda convention, I went and listened to one of the sessions about activism, and the people that present, there were three presenters, and they all were speaking with passion about how important it is to step up to the plate and take a role in fighting off anti-Semitism. And if you are on Twitter or Facebook, if you're already on Twitter and Facebook and you see someone post something anti-Semitic, the presenters were saying that it is your duty to fight back, to put these people in their place, to apply pressure, to be proactive, and to write letters to politicians, and be giving many examples. You would never believe how powerful, how impactful a simple letter to a politician can be. Don't underestimate the koyach of every person, of what you could accomplish just by writing a simple letter to people, different politicians. You cannot even begin to imagine. And they tell you have to be proactive. Proactive in all different matters. Now that's what they advise today. And however, Chazal tell you don't always do it. Chazal say it's not always a good idea. You have to know when to do it, when not to do it. And when is a time that better shtoik, quiet. Don't make too much noise. Al tiskore barosha shahasha misachek eslo. If you come across a wicked person, and you see that he's given an unusual success, the moment is smiling at him. Whatever he does, he is successful. It's Teflon. Nothing sticks to him. When you have such a situation, maybe better hold back and don't fight. Don't open up your mouth, because it can boomerang and work against you. So according to what he writes over here in this kundris, that's exactly what it means over here when it says the word hasha'ah. The sha'ah is a code word for shahasha misachek eslo. Usually, wicked people, when they're successful, it does not last very long. Their moment of success, it lasts for a short period of time, and during these short period of times, Chazal tell us, wait out the storm. Just let his mazel pass, and then you'll get back up and you'll knock him out. Just wait it out. In this period, we complain that ki orcho lanu hasha'ah, their success is going on for a very, very long time. We beg Hashem, nikoim nikmas dam avodecha me'umo harishah, because it doesn't make sense. Ki orcho lanu hasha'ah, their success, is not supposed to last that long. Just because we may be in Gaulis for 2,000 years, it doesn't mean that every single day the Goyim should be so successful where we're afraid to confront them and to take them and to take them to task for their rishus. Shehashki orcho lanu hasha'ah, the sha'ah of their being of Al tiskore barosha shahasha misachek eslo, it's too long, too much. It's not fair. They need to be eliminated. Okay, then what about the other girsa? Ki orchu lanu hayeshua, the Yeshua is taking too long. He says over here a very interesting idea, which is a very powerful hashkafic principle. We all know that there are two zimanim for geula. There is bi'ita and achishaina. if we merit, the geula will come achishena, Hashem will chasen the geula. And if we don't merit, then the geula will come be'ita in its predestined time. Now we always were brought up with this idea that ita, its set time, there is a split second. Somewhere in Hashem's calendar, Hashem knows the latest possible moment of when Mashiach will come if we do not succeed in hastening the geula. If we zoiche, we can make the geula come right away. Hayoyim could have come a long time ago. We're not zoiche, so we lost out. Okay, but it's going to be a moment of ita, be'ita, in the set time. He writes over here from Gedolei Yisrael, a very interesting concept, as ita is not a moment. Ita is a very long span of time. It's a very sobering concept. We already lost out. This is a very, very, you know, a very dark vart. We already lost out on Achishana. We have squandered. Can you say such a nasty thing? I don't know. That's what he says over here. This be'ita and Achishana. Oh, if you zoiche Achishana. Guess what? It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are? We've already lost out on Achishana. Achishana is long gone. What do we have left? What we have left is ita. But ita is not a moment. Ita is also a long span of time. And if we're zoiche, then the ita, on this spectrum of ita, there's an earlier portion of ita, and there is a later portion of ita. So we say over here, ki orcho lanu hayeshua, or you want to say hasha'a, is, it means we are already holding in the zman of ita. But in ita, it's late. Ita can also come early and late. In the zman of ita, there's an earlier time and there's a later time. Unfortunately, ki orcho lanu hayeshua, we have already been delayed. I'll read you what he says over here. Kain re'isi v'sefer iye hayom b'mesechta v'ashon paragalf, who will occur, it's similar to what the Gros says. Okay, right over here. Shum afarish. Mash amar b'gemara. Shekolu kol ha'kitzin. The Gemara says, all of the kitzin have already passed. Hainu. Sheachshav. Gefarish Gemara. The Gemara says, kolu kol ha'kitzin. And he explains, kitzin means achishana. We are living in an era of ita. The zman of ita also has a spectrum of coming earlier and coming later. Now, do we have a minyan for mincha? Or we don't have, I'll just stop early. I mean, for mincha? Do you want to daven? Do you want to daven mincha?
Do you want to hear that on a state of mincha? We have some people. Okay. So we have a minyan.
And what time is mincha?
12.
What?
12.
12? Okay.
That means exactly.
Exactly 12:12. Okay. Next short idea. There is a minute to say on Chanukah, happy Chanukah. Or in Yiddish, a freilichen Chanukah. Where does it come from? Where does it come from, this expression to say happy? Who says happy? Who says Chanukah is a happy? You know, where does it say? There's no, we don't have a su'udah. There's no mishteh v'simcha. Chanukah is a zman of lehoidois ulahalel. It says v'samachta b'chagecha. There's simcha when it comes to the Shalosh Regalim. Okay, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it says, Simchas Hashem hi mu'uschem. There's a pasuk in Nehemiah that says that Rosh Hashanah is also a day of joy. But where does it come that you should say on Chanukah, happy Chanukah? What's the makar for that? Okay, we don't just do things without a source. It's a holiday of lehoidois ulahala. So the answer is, it's a very interesting answer. Let's just take a step back and take a step back. Is there an inyan on Chanukah b'chlal to have a party? Everyone seems to be having Chanukah parties with food and gifts and delicacies. Where does it come, the custom, to have a se'uda?
Somebody told me today, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said you should have a donut party.
So that you can make the bracha of the make an al hamichya, so you can say the al mizbechecha. That's what we discussed that last week. You say that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that there is an inyan that you should eat mezonos on Chanukah, so that you'll have an opportunity to make the bracha of. We said this yesterday. To make the bracha of al hamichya, and when you make the bracha al hamichya, you say in the bracha the al mizbechecha the al hechalecha. Oz a gemar b'shir mizmor chanukas hamizbech. Okay, but the mechaber is very clear. The mechaber speaks about that there is no makar to have on Chanukah a seuda. It was never established as a day of mishte v'simcha. Purim is a day of mishte v'simcha. There is no mishte v'simcha on Chanukah. Now the Rama goes on to say that even though we don't have mishte v'simcha, And therefore, I think all the mafar is that Talmidei Chachamim should not participate in a su'uda, in a party on Chanukah, because it's really a simcha shel hollelus. There is no takana to have a party. A party goes to a mishta v'simcha. There is no takana. The Ramah says, if I'm not mistaken, is that we make a pshara, since some say there really is an inyan. If you recite Divrei Torah at a Seuda on Chanukah, that turns the Seuda on Chanukah into a Sudas Mitzvah. It's a very unique concept. Is ordinarily, during the weekday, during the year, if a person wants to make a party, is it called a Sudas Mitzvah? No. L'may nafkamina, a person who's a Baal Musar should not participate in just parties for no reason. Let's say, you know what? We're going to talk in Torah. Come to our meal. Come to the party. We're having a singer, and we're going to have great food, and we're going to have a great time, kosher entertainment. And, you know, we'll make it into a Torah-dika party. We'll have Divrei Torah. We're going to have Dr. Doiv is going to give us some Divrei Torah. Guess what? It doesn't help. You can say the best Torah you want, it is not a Sudas Mitzvah. Bar Mitzvah is, that's the other exception. Exactly, Mitzvah Yosef. There's a parallel between the Bar Mitzvah, between a Bar Mitzvah and Chanukah. It is the only two times during the year where if you embellish a party with Divrei Torah, it upgrades the party into a Seudas Mitzvah. Okay, now you want to say it's a Seudas Mitzvah. Now the question is why? Where does this come from? So this is something which really is mashmah, the Mishnah Berurah says this, Aruch HaShulchan says this, and many of the Achronim say this. There's a very important element people forget about. The only reason why Chanukah would be a time when you have a Seuda and Simcha, it's nothing to do with Chanukah. It's because it's a commemoration of the inauguration of the Zman of the Chanukas Mishkan. At the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, they began to build the Mishkan right after Chanukah. When Chanukah was over, when Moshe Rabbeinu, Yom Kippur, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, he immediately began a campaign to raise money to build the Mishkan. The money was collected and they began to build the Mishkan on Sukkos. And they worked and worked and worked, and the Mishkan was 100% complete on the 25th day of Kislev. And they were ready for a Chanukas HaMishkan on the 25th day of Kislev. And what happened? Hashem says, no, now is not the time. I want to wait until Aleph Nisan. And Hashem said, I will make it up to you. Really, the days of Chaf Hei Kislev should have been a celebration of the Chanukas HaMishkan. But because whoever the reasons were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to delay until Chodesh Nisan, because that's the month when Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were born. Okay, the whole story that we wanted to delay it. So it was pushed away. Hashem does not deny reward to anything in this world, including Zman. I will make up the days of Chaf Hei Kislev going forward to you. And the Chanukah miracle occurred on the 25th day of Kislev, which resulted in the Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash, the renewal of the Beis HaMikdash and of the Mizbeach. So all the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan and a long list of other Achrayim all explain that the Seuda that we have, the Chanukah parties that you attend on Chanukah, have nothing to do with Chanukah. Sorry to disappoint. Because Chanukah is not a yomtiv of Mishneh v'Simcha. The yomtiv of Chanukah is a yomtiv of Lahalel u'Lahodos. This that we do have a Seuda with Divrei Torah is to commemorate the Mishkan, the Chanukas HaMishkan. And thus, when you wish your fellow man a happy Chanukah, happiness goes with Seuda. Mishneh v'Simcha, it's a combination. Have a happy Chanukah. Chanukah's Chanukah. But the happiness of Chanukah is because on this day, the Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu was finished and ready to go. We are celebrating the conclusion, the seum of building the Mishkan. This we have a custom in Klal Yisrael to say happy. A happy Chanukah only goes together with a Seuda. Seuda, there is no Seuda. And if you want to make a Seuda, it by itself is nothing. You have to embellish the Seuda with Divrei Torah. Then it becomes a Seudas Mitzvah. But even that Seudas Mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah says, is not, it's because it's a Seudas Mitzvah celebrating what happened on Chanukah, because Chanukah was never established to be days of Mishneh v'Simcha. But rather, it's because of the Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the very first Makam of Ashras HaShchinah in this world. Now to conclude, today is the fifth day of Chanukah. Mayor mentioned this when I walked in today. Mayor right away said to me, did you get Chanukah gelt? Why did he say, did you get Chanukah gelt? Because there's a minakadman in Klal Yisrael to give money to children on Chanukah. Why do you give money? So the different reasons why you give money. Stop, make children happy. Number two, there's someone says, because after someone, I read someone want to say is that one, after the miracle of Chanukah, the children were not so quick to go back to yeshiva. They didn't want to go back to yeshiva so quickly. They were used to not learning. When the cat's away, the mice will play. So they need a little encouragement. They needed to be bribed. And they gave the children money to learn, incentives to learn Torah, because after the Chanukah miracle, no, l'hashkicham Torah secha, there was a gzeru l'hashkicham Torah secha. In order to get the children back into learning, they had to bribe them to give them the money. So once we started giving them money, we never stopped. Why not candies? Because some say candy is like money, incentives. Some say that there's a minute to give. Some say that the reason why we give Chanukah gelt is because there's a minute to give tzedakah. Chanukah is a very big union to give tzedakah in order not to embarrass the poor people that need to take handouts. So we give out money to everyone, to the children. So that way the aniyim are likewise also, you give money to everyone, so everyone is intermingled, so no one notices who the real aniyim are, who is getting the big checks, who is getting the tzedakah. But anyway, there's sides of giving, there's also money to give Chanukah gelt on the fifth day of Chanukah dafka. Why? Everyone knows the reason, because the fifth day of Chanukah is the only day of Chanukah that can never fall out on Shabbos. Because if the fifth day fell out on Shabbos, this year there's no money. We always give out the money on the fifth day, and it's Shabbos. And Shabbos, money is muksa. So in order, there's no excuse, you're always going to give money. The fifth day is the only day of Chanukah that can never fall out on Shabbos. So you always guarantee to get your cut on the fifth day of Chanukah. And the other reason, the very beautiful idea is, There's a machlekes, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, how many candles do you light? So Beis Shammai, how many does he light on the first day? Beis Shammai? 8. And you go down, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How many candles do we light? We light like Beis Hillel, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. On the first day of Hanukkah, who is more impressive? Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai has 8 candles, right? 8 candles. And Beis Hillel only has 1 candle. On the last day of Hanukkah, who's the one that's shining brightly? Beis Hillel. On the 8th day of Hanukkah, Beis Hillel has 8 candles, and Beis Shammai only has 1 candle. But at what point, what day of Hanukkah does Beis Hillel overtake Beis Shammai? On the 5th day. On the 4th day of Hanukkah, Beis Hillel only has 4 candles, and Beis Shammai has 5 candles. So Beis Shammai is still prevailing. On the 5th day of Hanukkah, Beis Hillel gets up to 5. Beis Hillel gets up to 5, and Beis Shammai goes down to 4. The 5th day of Hanukkah is where Beis Hillel prevails over Beis Shammai. What does Beis Shammai represent? Midas Hadin. Beis Shammai Shamuti. The Gemara always says Beis Shammai is very tough. Beis Shammai Shamuti is Midas Hadin. What is Beis Hillel? Midas Horachamim. Love, Rachamim. Day 5 is the day when the Midas Horachamim is Goyver over the Midas Hadin. That's why the 5th of Hanukkah is a very special day. And may it be that Avinu Shabashamayim should give everyone here Chanukah Geld. Chanukah Geld. Bein Gashmius, Bein Beruchnius. Kesef is Kisufim, Rachmonis.